Side 7, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 204. Two lads in scouch breeches went through her before that. Barefoot Barn and Wallamy Wade, looked Naquilia's noblest picts, before she had a hint of a hair at her fanny to hide, or a bosom to tempt a birch canoodler, not to mention a bulgy porterhouse barge. And ere that again lead a lady all unready, too faint to boy the fairest rider, too frail to flirt with a cygnet's plume, she was licked by a hound, Chiripachiruta, while pooing her pea, pure and simple, on the spur of the hill in Old Kippur, in bird song and shearing time. But first of all, worst of all, the wiggly lively, she side-slipped out by a gap in the Devil's Glen, while Sally, her nurse, was sound asleep in a sloot, and fee-fee-fi-fi fell over a spillway before she found her stride, and lay and wriggled in all the stagnant black pools of rainy under a fallow coo. And she laughed in us three, with her limbs aloft, and a whole drove of maiden hawthorns blushing and looking askance upon her. Drop me the sound of the Findhorn's name, too warm tea, some bogger was witness. And drip me why in the Flanders was she frickled, and trickle me through was she Marcel waved, or was it weirdly a wig she wore, and which side did they droop their glows in their flurry, a back to whist or a front to see? In fear to hear the deer so near, or longing loath and loathing longing. Are you in the swim, or are you out? Oh, go in, go on, go on. I mean about what you know. I know right well what you mean, rather. You'd like the coifs and gamps, snouty, and me to do the greasy job on old Veronica's wipers. What am I rancing now, and I'll thank you? Is it a penny, or is it a surplus? Aaron, where's your nose? And where's the starch? That's not the Vester benediction smell. I can tell from here by their eau de cologne and the scent of her odor there, Mrs. McGrath. And you ought to have aired them. They've moist come off her. Creases in silk they are, not cramped and long. Baptist me, Father, for she has sinned. Through her catchment ring she freed them easy with her hips hurrahs for her knees dantelleries. The only pair with frills in all the plain. So they are, I declare. Well and well. If tomorrow keeps fine, who'll come tripping to sightsee? Howl? Ask me next what I haven't got. The Belvedarian exhibitioners in their cruisery caps and oars club collars. What who they band, and what ho they buck. And here is her nobly letters, too. Ellis on Kay in scarlet thread, linked for the world on a flush-coloured field, and an X-actor to show they're not Laura Keown's. Oh, may the diabolo twisk your safety pin, you child of Mammon Kinsella's Lilith. Now who has been tearing the leg of her drawers on her? Which leg is it? The one with the bells on it. Rinse them out and astan along with you. Where did I stop? Never stop. Continuation. You're not there yet. I am still waiting. Ger on, ger on. Well, after it was put in the Mercy Cordial Mendicant Sitterdag Sinday Monaday Wake Shrift, for once they sullied their white kid gloves, chewing cuds after their dinners of cheekin' and begging, with their show us it here, and their mind out of that, and their when you're quite finished with the reading material. Even the snae that snowed on his hoaring hair had a scunner against him. Thaw, thaw, sava savuto, score her chuff exquire, everywhere erif you went and every bung you arver dropped into, in sit or suburb or in adult areas, the Rose and Bottle or Phoenix Tavern or Powers Inn or Jude's Hotel or wherever you scoured the countryside from Nanny Water to Vatryville or from Portalatine to the Luton Quarter, you found his icum etched tipside down, or the corner boys come mocking his guy and Morris the man with the roll of a Royce in his Turgus the Turrible, Evropi handshake house, unskimmed suet and yahoort, Haman now cheek me, Adam this way make, Fatima half turn, reeling and railing round the local as the peos piped and obanjis twanged, with odd fellows triple tiara Busby rotund rinking round his scalp, like pate by the neighbour or peat over mare. This is the houseman all paven and stoned, that cribbed the cabin that never was owned, that cocked his leg and henned his egg, and the maulrin rabble around him in areopage,
fracassing a great Bingcan Cagnan with their timpan crowders. Mind your grim father. Think of your ma. Hing the hong as his jaws hang Norman. Lilt a bolero bulling a law. She swore on crossed sticks nine windabouts she's be level with all the snags of them yet. Par the vulnerable virgins Mary del Dam. So she said to herself, she'd frame a plan to fake a shine, the mischief maker, the like of it you never heard. What plan? Tell me quick and dongo so crude. What the mother did she mag? Well, she burgund a zack bag, a chamois mail sack, with the lend of a loan of the light of his lampion off one of her swap sons, Sean the Post. And then she went and consulted her chapbooks, old Mott Moore, Casey's Euclid, and the fashion display, and made herself title to join in the masquerade. Oh, gig goggle of giggles, I can't tell you how. It's too screaming to Rizzo Rabbit at all. Minnie-ha, minnie-hi, minnie-hey, minnie-ho. Oh, but you must, really. Make my hear it gurgle, gurgle, like the fairest gargle, gargle in the dusky dirgle, dargle. By the holy well of Mulhoddart, I swear I'd pledge my chance of getting to heaven through Tyrion Killy's mount of impiety to hear it all, every word. Oh, leave me my faculties, woman, a while. If you don't like my story, get out of the punt. Well, have it your own way, so. Here, sit down and do as you're bid. Take my stroke and bend to your bow. Forward in and pull your over the poise. Lisp it slainy and crisp it quiet. Deal me longsome. Tongue your time now. Breathe that deep. Thou art's the fairway. Hurry slow and skelch you go. Lend us your blessed ashes here till I scrub the cannon's underpants. Flow now, o'er more, and pooly pooly. First she let her hair fall and down fluss to her feet its Teviot's winding coils. Then, mother naked, she sampled Pistania mud, whopper and lower from crown to sole. Next she greased the groove of her keel, warts and wares and mole and itcher, with anti-fouling butterscotch and turpentide and serpentine, and with leaf mold she ushered round Prunella Isles and Eslat's Dun, quince-conked all over her little Mary. Peeled gold of waxwork her jelly belly, and her grains of incense anguil bronze. And after that she wove a garland for her hair. She pleated it, she plaited it, of meadow grass and river flags, the bulrush and waterweed, and of fallen griefs of weeping willow. Then she made her bracelets, and her anklets, and her armlets, and a jetty amulet for necklace of clicking cobbles and pattering pebbles and rumble-down rubble, rich mond and rare, of Irish runa rhino stones and shell marble bangles. That done, a dawk of smut to her airy eye, Anushka Lutesiavich Poflova, and the lilipas cream to her lipolines, and the pick of the paintbox for her pomettes, from strawberry reds to extra violets, and she sendered her boudoir maids to his affluence, Chilegia Grande and Kirshi Real, the two cursings, with respects from his missus, Sepi and Sori, and a request might she pass of him for a minikin. A call to pay, and light a taper, in brie on a rosa, back in a spritzling. The cock striking mine, the stalls bridly signed, there at Zambossi waiting for me. She said she wouldn't be half her length away. Then, as soon as the lump is backwards turned, with her mealy bag slang over her shoulder, Anna Livia, oyster face, forth of her basin came. Describe her! Hustle along, why can't you? Spits on the iron while it's hot. I wouldn't miss her for earthing on earth, not for the lucre of Lumber Strait. Oceans of God, I mustle hear that. Oh, go presto, lest before Julia sees her. Isha carry and wash him his scad, the carishy carrot him any. Whole lady fair, duodecimoroon, Bonaventura, Malagasy. What had she on the little loud oddity? How much did she scallop harness and weights? Here she is, Amnesty Ann. Call her calamity electrifies man. No electress at all, but old Moppa necessity, engine mother of engines. I'll tell you a test, but you must sit still. Will you hold your peace and listen well to what I'm going to say now? It might have been 10 or 20 to 1 of the night of All Close, or the 6th of April, when the flip of her hoogly igloo flappered, and out tore Tippet a bushman woman, the dearest little mama ever you saw, nodding around her all smiles, with ems of embarrass and hours to awe, between two ages, a Judy queen, not up to your elf. Quick, look at her cute and says her quirk, for the bigger she lives, the slicker she grows. Save us and take us. No more? Where an oath did you ever pick a lambay chop as big as a battering ram? Aye, you're right. I'm apt to forgetting, like Livium little did love me long. The length of my hock, I say. She wore a ploughboy's nail-studded clogs, a pair of plough fields in themselves, a sugar-loaf hat with a gaudy quivery peak, and a band of gorse for an ornament, and 100 streamers dancing off it, and a gilded pin to pierce it. Owl-glassy bicycles boggled her eyes, and a fishnet's veil for the sun not to spoil the wrinklings of her hide aspects. Potato rings buckled the loose lobes of her loud snares. Her nude Cuba stockings were salmo spot speckled. She sported a galligo shimmy of haze vapor tinto that never was fast till it ran in the washing. Stout stays, the rivals, lined her length. Her blood-orange bock knickers, a two-in-one garment, showed natural nigger-boggers, fancy-fastened, free to undo. Her black striped tan Joseph was sequin-sewn and teddy-bear-lined, with wavy rush-green epaulettes, and a lay-down here and there of royal swan's ruff. A brace of gaspers stuck in her hay-rope garters. Her civvy corduroy coat with alphabet buttons was boundaried round with a two-bar tunnel belt. A fourpenny bit in each pocket side weighed her safe from the blow-away windrush. She had a clothes peg tight astride on her jockey's nose, and she kept on grinding a something quaint in her fumy mouth, and the rake of the fluve of the tail of the gowan of her snuff-drab shoulder skirt trailed 50-odd Irish miles behind her longer odds. Hell's bells, I'm sorry I missed her. Sweet gumptium, and nobody fainted. But in whelk of her mouth was her nays alight. Everyone that saw her said the douce little Delia looked a bit queer. Lotsy-trotsy mind the puddle. Missus be good and don't fall in the say. Fenny poor hex she must have charred. Kickums of frumpier ever you saw, making mushmullet's eyes at her boy's dobbling. And they crowned her their carrot-on queen, all the maids. Of the may, you don't say. Well, for her, she couldn't see herself. I reckon it's wherefore the darling murried her mirror. She did? Mercy me. There was a chorus of drought-dropping surface men, boom-slanging and plug-chewing, fruit-eyeing and flower-feeding, in contemplation of the fluctuation and the undification of her filamentation, lolling and leasing on North Laser's wall all Eelfare week by the Duke of York's. And as soon as they saw her meander by that maritime way in her grass winter's weeds and twigged who was under her archdeaconess bonnet, Avondale's fish and Clarence's poison, sedges and whenever, wheat upon crutches to Master Bates, between our two south sates and the granite there warming, or her face has been lifted, or Alp has doped. But what was the game in her mixed baggy ratty? Just the tembo in her tumbo, or pili pili from her pepper pot? Sass and tass and spaces bizarres? And where in ponder did she plunder? For the battle, or after the ball? I want to get it frisk from the source. I all bet my bjar bits worthwhile poaching on. Shake it up, do. That's a good old son of a ditch. I promise I'll make it worth your while. And I don't mean maybe, nor yet with a good for. Spare me proof, and I'll tell you true. Well, a rond ye rond in a waveny line, a ring aroma, she pattered and swung and sidled, gribbling her boulder through narrower masses, the diliskied rear on our drier side, and the bile vetch vine again us, curare here, career or there, not knowing which midway or ways to strike it, either either, making Chattahoochee all to her ancient chew, like Santa Claus at the cree of the pale and puny, nistling to hear for their tiny hearties, her arms encircling Isolabella, then running with reconciled Romus and Reams, on like a lech to be off like a dart, then bathing dirty hands spatters with spittle, with a Christmas box apiece for each and every one of her children, the birthday gifts they dreamt they gave her, the spoils she fleetly laid at our door, on the mat by the porch and in under the cellar. The rivulets ran a flood to see, the glasher boys, the polynotes, out of the pawn shop, onto the pyre, and they all about her, juvenile leads and ingenuinas, from the slime of their slums and artisan dwellings, rickets and riots, like the smiley boys at their viceroy's levy. Vivivienne, little ancient, Philo Anna, high life, sing us a sula, O Susuria, O sonne si dulcis. Hasn't she timbre? Chipping her and raising a bit of a cheer or a jarry every dive she'd neb in her curly sacco of Wabash, she rabbed and reach out her maundy merchandise, poor souvenir as per recorder, and all for sore a ring-a-rung, stinkers and heelers, laggards and prime lads, her furs-born sons and dribble-derry daughters, 1,001 of them, and wicker pot luck for each of them, for evil and ever, and kicks the book. A tinker's ban, and a barrow to boil his billy for Gypsy Lee, a cartridge of cockaleeky soup for Chummy the guardsman, for Sulky Pender's acid nephew, deltoid drops, curiously strong, a cough and a rattle and wild rose cheeks for poor Piccolina Petite MacFarlane, a jigsaw puzzle of needles and pins and blankets and shins between them for Isabel, Jezebel, and Llewellyn Marriage, a brazen nose and pig-iron mittens for Johnny Walker Begg, a paper flag of the saints and stripes for Kevineen O'Day, a puff-puff for Pudge Craig, and a night-marching hare for Ticker Tim Tom Bigby, water-leg and gumboots each for Bully Hayes and Hurricane Hartigan, a prodigal heart and fatted calves for Buck Jones, the pride of Clonliff, a loaf of bread and a father's early aim for Val from Skibbereen, a jaunting car for Larry Doolin, the Ballyclee Jackeen, a seasick trip on a government ship for Teague O'Flanagan, a louse and trap for Jerry Coyle, slush mince pies for Andy McKenzie, a hair clip and clack dish for Penciless Peter, that 12 sounds look for G.V. Brooke, a drowned doll to face downwards for modest sister Anne Mortimer, altar falls for Blanchis's bed, wild air's breechettes for Magpeg Woppington, to Sue Dot, a big eye, to Sam Dash, a false step, snakes in clover picked and scotched, and a Vatican viper catcher's visa for Patsy Presby's, a rise every morning for Standfast Dick, and a drop every minute for Stumblestone Baby, scrub oak beads for Beatified Biddy, 2 apple tweed stools for Ava Mobley, for Sarah Philpott, a Jordan veiled Huron, a pretty box of Petty Fibs powder for Eileen Aruna to whiten her teeth and outflash Helen Arone, a whipping top for Eddie Lawless, for Kitty Corraine of Bottomman's Lane, a Pennywise for her foolish pitcher, a potty shovel for Terry the Puckon, an apotamus mask for promoter Dunn, an Easter egg with a twice-dated shell and a dynamite right for Pavel the Curate, a collar of morbus for Man in the Clock, a star and Girton for Draper and Dean, for Will of the Wisp and Barney the Bark, 2 mangoes noble to sweeten their bitters. For Oliver Bound, away in his fray. For Seamus, though little, a crown he feels big. A Tibertine's pile with a Congo's wood cross on the back for Sonny Twim Jim. A praises be and spare me days for Brian the Bravo. Pent a plenty of pity with Luby lashings of lust for Alone Elena Magdalena. For Camilla, Dromilla, Ludmilla, Mamilla, a bucket, a packet, a book and a pillow. For Nancy Shannon, a 2 of me brooch. For Dora Ripari, a hope and water, a cooling douche and a warming pan. A pair of Blarney Brags for Wally Maher. A hairpin slate pencil for Elsie Oram to scratch her Toby, doing her best with her Volga fractions. An old age pension for Betty Bellezza. A bag of the blues for Funny Fitz. A missa pro messa for Taff to Taff. Jill, the spoon of a girl for Jack, the broth of a boy. A Rogerson Crusoe's Friday fast for Caducus Angelus Rubiconstein. 366 Poplantine for Reverie Warp in the Weaver's Woof for Victor Huguenot. A stiff-steaded rake and good Varian's muck for Kate the Cleaner. A hole in the ballad for Hosty. 2 dozen of cradles for JFXP Coppinger. 10 pountain on the pop for the Dolphins Born with 5 spoiled squibs for Infanta. A letter to last a lifetime for Maggie Beyond the Ashpit. The heftiest frozen meat woman from Lusk to Livianbad for Phelim the Ferry. Spas and Speranza and Symposium Syrup for decayed and blind and gouty Goff. A change of knaves and joy of ills for Armoricus Tristram Amour St. Lawrence. A guillotine shirt for Reuben Redbreast and hempen suspendits for Brennan on the Moor. An oaken knee for Conditor Sawyer and mosquito boits for Great Tropical Scott. A C3 peduncle for Carmelite Kane, a sunless map of the month, including the sword and stamps for Seamus O'Shawn the Post, a jackal with hide for Brown but Nolan, a stone-cold shoulder for Don Jovance, all lock and no stable for Honor Bright Meritrix, a big drum for Billy Dunboyne, a guilty goldeny bellows, Below Me Blow Me for Ida Ida, and a hushaby rocker El Trouva too for Who is Sylvia, Where is He? Whatever you like, to swilly to swash, Yinnis or Yenisi, Largan or Niger, for Festus King and Roaring Peter and Frisky Shorty and Treacle Tom and O.B. Bain and Sully the Thug and Master McGrath and Peter Cloran and O'Delawar Rosser and Neroni McPatchim and whoever you chance to meet knocking around. And a pig's bladder balloon for Selina Susquehanna Stakelum. But what did she give to Pruda Ward and Catty Canna and Peggy Quilty and Briary Brosner and Teasy Kieran and Ina Lappin and Muriel Massey and Susan Kamak and Melissa Braddog and Flora Ferns and Fauna Fox Goodman and Gretna Graney and Penelope Ingalsanti and Lesba Licking and Letha Leanne and Roxana Rowan with Sympatica Sowen and Una Bina Laterza and Trina Lamame and Philomena O'Farrell and Irma Kelly and Josephine Foyle and Snakeshead Lily and Fountain Oil Laura and Mary Xavier Agnes Daisy Frances de Sales Maclay. She gave them Ilka Madre's daughter, a moonflower and a blood vein, but the grapes that ripe before reason to them that divide the vine dress. So on Issy, her shame made, love shone befond her tears as from Shem, her penmite, life passed befoul his prime. My colonial, water bagful, a bakerine's dozen with tithe tillies to boot. That's what you may call a tale of a tub and Hibernonian market. All that and more under one crinoline envelope if you dare to break the pork barrel seal. No wonder they'd run from her pison plague. Throw us your Hudson soap for the honor of Clan. The wee taste the water left. I'll raft it back first thing in the morn. Merced mull. Aye, and don't forget the rackets I loaned you. You've all the swirls your side of the current. Well, am I to blame for that if I have? Who said you're to blame for that if you have? You're a bit on the sharp side. I'm on the wide. Only snuffers cornets drifts my way that the cracked divine chucks out of his cassock with her Esther Year's marsh narcissus to make him recant his vanity fair. Foul strips of his Chinook's Bible I do be reading, dud well disgusted, but chickled with chuckles at the tittles is drawn on the tattle page. Senor Gardito, facciasi homo, e homo fuffo. Ho, ho! Senor Gardito, facciasi idamo, idamo se gaffacessa. Ha, ha! And divendum ir dicta. And Lefanu Sheridan's old house by the courtyard, and Mill J on woman with ditto on the floss. Yeah, a swamp for Admiller and a stone for his flossies. I know how racy they move his wheel. My hands are blaw cold between Iska and Sura like that piece of parancheni there lying below. Or where is it? Lying beside the sedge, I thought. Ho and ho, my sorrow. I've lost it. Ay me. With that Turbury water, who could see? So near. and yet so far. But, oh, Gihon, I love her to gabber. I could listen to more and more ever again. Rain on the river. Flies do your float. Thick is the life for me. Well, you know, or don't you, Kennet, or haven't I told you, every telling has a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. Look, look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty are taking root, and my cord chair's gone ashly. Filur, Filur, what age is that? Its sound is late. Tis endless now, sen I or e'er one last saw Waterhouse's clock. They took it asunder, I heard them sigh. When will they reassemble it? Oh, my back, my back, my back! I'd want to go to Aixley Pains. Ping pong. There's the bell for Sex Aloysius and Concepta Descendus Pray. Bang. Ring out the clothes. Ring in the dew. God of Ari, vert the showers and grant thy a grace a man. Will we spread them here now? Aye, we will. Flip. Spread on your bank and I'll spread mine on mine. Flip. It's what I'm doing. Spread. It's churning chill. Derwent is rising. I lay a few stones on the hostel sheets. A man and his bride embraced between them, else I'd have sprinkled and folded them only. And I'll tie my butcher's apron here. It's suety yet. The strollers will pass it by. 6 shifts, 10 kerchiefs, 9 to hold to the fire, and this for the cord, the convent napkins, 12, 1 baby shawl. Good Mother Joseph knows, she said. Whose head? Mutter snores? De Attachias. Where now are all her childer, say? In kingdom gone, or power to come, or glory be to them, father? Allalivial, alleluvial. Some here more, no more. More again lost, a la stranger. I've heard tell that same brooch of the Shannons was married into a family in Spain, and all the Dunders to Duns in Markland's Vineland, beyond Brendan's herring pool, takes number 9 in Yangtze's hats. And one of Biddy's beads went bobbing till she rounded up lost history with a marigold and a cobbler's candle in a side strain of a main drain of a man's in a hurry's off bachelor's walk. But all that's left of the last of the Mahers in the loop of the years prefixed and between is 1 knee buckle and 2 hooks in the front. Do you tell me that now? I do, in troth. O rara por orbe and poor las animas. Ossa alla we're umbas all. Measure, didn't you hear it a deluge of times, oofer and oofer, respond to spond? You did, you did. I need, I need. It's that here a wadding I've stoke in my ars. It all but husheth the leetest swound. Oronoko, what's your trouble? Is that the great Finn leader himself, in his joa kimono on his statue, riding the high horse there for Hengist? Father of Otters, it is himself. Yon there, is it that? On Falarine Common? You're thinking of Astley's amphitheatre, where the bobby restrained you making sugar-stock pouts to the ghost white horse of the peppers. Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. It's well I know your sort of slop. Flap. Ireland sober is Ireland stiff. Lord help you, Maria, full of grease. The Lord is with me. Your prayers. I sa'n't so, Madam Mangot. Were you lifting your elbow, tell us, glazy cheeks, in Conway's Carrigacorra canteen? Was I what, hobbledy hips? Flop. Your rear gates creak a rumen, bits your butts disagrees. Am'n't I up since the damp dawn, Mathered Mary Allacook, with Corrigan's pulse and varicose veins, my pram axle smashed, Alice Jane in decline, and my one-eyed mongrel twice run over, soaking and bleaching boiler rags, and sweating cold, a widow like me, for to deck my tennis champion son, the laundry man, with the lavender flannels? You won your limpopo limp from the husky hussars, when collars and cuffs was heir to the town, and your slur gave the stink to Carlo. Holy Scamander! I saw it again, near the Golden Falls. Ice is on us. Saints of light, see there. Subdue your noise, you hambled creature. What is it but a blackberry growth, or the Dwyer Grey ass them 4 old codgers owns? Are you mean 'em Tarpy and Lyons and Gregory? I mean, now, thank all, the four of them, and the roar of them that raves that stray in the mist, and old Johnny MacDougall along with them. Is that the Poolbeg Flasher beyond, far, far? Or a fireboat coasting near the Kishna? Or a glow I behold within a hedge, or my Garry come back from the Indies? Wait till the honeying of the loon, love. Die, Eve, little Eve, die. We see that wonder in your eye. We'll meet again, we'll part once more. The spot I'll seek, if the hour you'll find. My chart shines high where the blue milk's upset. Forgive me quick, I'm going. Bye-bye. And you, pluck your watch, forget me not. You're even load, so safe to journey's end. My sights are swimming thicker on me by the shadows to this place. I saw home slowly now, by own way, my valley way. To I too, wrath mine. Ah, but she was the queer old Scotia anyhow, and Olivia Trinket does. And sure, he was the queer old Bunce too, dear dirty dumpling, foster father of Fingals and Dothergills. Gammer and Gaffer were all their gangsters. Hadn't he seven dams to wive him? And every dam had her seven crutches, and every crutch had its seven hues, and each hue had a differing cry. Suds for me, and supper for you, and the doctor's bill for Joe John. Before, he married his markets cheap by foul, I know, like any Etrurian Catholic heathen, in their pinky, lemony, creamy burnies, and their Turkish Indian mauves. But at Milked Mass, who was the spouse? Then all that was fair. Tis Elvenland, teams of times and happy returns, the same anew, Ordo Vico, o vi ricordo. Anna was, Livia is, Plura bells to be. Northmen's thing made South folk's place, but how multiplurators made each one in person. Latin me that, my Trinity scholard, out of your Sanskrit into our Aryan. Hircus civis eblanensis. He had buck-goat paps on him, soft ones for orphans. Oh, Lord, twins of his bosom, Lord save us. And ho, hey? What all men? What? His tittering daughters of. Hawk? Can't hear with the waters of. The chittering waters of. Flittering bats, field mice balk, talk. Ho! Are you not gone a home? What? Tom Malone? Can't hear with balk of bats. All them lifting waters of. Oh, talk, save us. My foost won't moose. I feel as old as yonder elm. A tale told of Sean or Shem, all Livia's daughter son. Dark hawks hear us, night, night. My hoe head halls. I feel as heavy as yonder stone. Tell me, of John or Sean? Who are Shem and Sean, the living sons or daughters of? Night now. Tell me, Elm. Night. Tell me tale of stem or stone, beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of. Night.
Two. Every evening at lighting up o'clock sharp, and until further notice in Phoenix Playhouse, bar and conveniences always open,